left or right, or you bleed red or blue. You better listen up, friends, 'cause we got a show for you. So come on, come on, come on, it's time for Cody Talks. This ain't no matter if I'm right. Means to open up the dialogue. So rise up, shout out, it's time for your voice to be heard. So come on, come on, come on, it's time for Cody Talks.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Cody Talks. It is Sunday, June 16th, 2013. It's bright and early in the morning because that's the killer time slot that we get, so that's when we're here.
Happy Father's Day.
Hey, thank you. Happy Father's Day to everybody. Oh, is that for me or is that for the world?
Well, it could be for you and could be for the world.
Let's make it for the world, even though I egotistically acted like you directed it only to me and thanked you for it. Yeah, happy Father's Day to everyone out there, especially happy Father's Day to my dad, who I know is a loyal fan of mine, but I would bet you $100 is not up at 7 o'clock this morning listening to us live. But anyway, happy Father's Day, Dad. Hopefully, I've always thought, you know, if you were listening to the radio station right before we came on, there was this Hometown Heroes thing that Red Cross did this week. And the word heroes is something that I've always thought about a lot. I can remember being a little bitty kid and remember people talking about Michael Jordan being their hero. And I loved Michael Jordan. I was the world's biggest Michael Jordan fan. But by no means, I didn't understand how someone that you never actually even met face to face could be your hero. And I can, as a little kid, I can remember thinking that my dad's my hero. I mean, I think he 9,999 times out of 10,000 did the right thing in life. And that's the biggest impression that he made on me, but he also served his community and was just a great hero to me. And it's always baffled me with that word that people have found famous people that live 5,000 miles from them that they've never met in their life and call them their hero. But anyway, this all derived out of a Father's Day conversation or thought process in my head. And happy Father's Day, Dad. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, and hopefully you're being the type of dad that someday your kid considers you their hero. So happy Father's Day. We have a guest in studio today, Heath. So
I know it's been a while since we've had a guest.
I know, and I'm pretty excited because it means I don't have to just deal with your
one-word answers.
My one-word answers all
the time.
Which
I've had a lot more of this morning, by the way.
Yeah. I know you're like, we get somebody in and then you're all chatty Cathy about it and we can't even get to the guest. Our guest is Katie Hamby. Katie, how are you doing this morning?
Just fine.
Katie is here today to talk to us about hosting foreign exchange students, which is something that I really think it's a cool topic. And I think it's a weird phenomenon that there's people having to work so hard to place foreign exchange students, because it's such a cool thing. We had one when I was a kid. I think I was in sixth or seventh grade, and we had a foreign exchange student named Jeremy from Finland. Really an insanely cool experience. I would imagine that you have to say, you know, that I would have to say some disclaimer, like, a huge percentage of the time, it's a really cool experience. And not an expensive experience. Give your kids, your family. I almost look at it from a selfish perspective of how neat it is for the host family.
Yeah, it's very neat for the host family and the kid because they truly become another kid. I have 19 brothers and sisters spread all around the world. So it's truly a part of your family.
And then it's in today's day and age, luckily, you know, I lost a little bit of contact with our foreign exchange student that we have. But then Facebook came around, and now I talk to him in Finland three, four times a month, you know, just like I talk to him more than some of my great friends that I live within 10 miles of, you know. And I think that that phenomenon would make it even cooler that you don't have to rely on actually sitting down to write a letter.
Yeah. And because of the social media, it's became really easy to, once you pick out your student and you know they're coming, you already know that student. You Skyped him. You Facebooked him. You already know that kid before they arrive at the airport and arrive in your home.
As opposed to that standing in the airport trying to figure out which one it is.
Yeah, holding a little sign.
Right. You know them. You know their ins and outs. Yeah, that's a – I would imagine that the social media, the connectivity that we have with foreign countries not only makes the – before the meet, but then the rest of your lives after the meet makes it so much easier to stay in contact and be a part of their lives. Wow, 19?
19 foreign brothers and sisters.
Your parents were just like addicted to the foreign exchange program. They really liked it, huh?
Yeah.
From like list off some countries.
Finland, Germany, Sweden, Switzerland, Japan, Brazil, Ecuador.
Wow. You're like your family, your extended family is spread out everywhere. But to me, some of it, like, I feel like as a kid, I became more worldly. You know, I wasn't just, I got exposed to how other people in the world think a little bit. He did things that, not like crazy things, but, you know, just his habits and things that he did on a day-to-day basis. The mannerisms of how they
little ate. Idiosyncrasies of different things. We had our Swedish girl, when she was here, we got done eating a meal, and she's, I'm fed up. And we all just kind of stopped and looked at her.
Like she's sick of your family and she wants to go home.
And
but,
she was full.
Right, yeah.
But just because of the way things translate and everything, and you learn a lot of different ways to translate things because of what they said. And that's one thing that is kind of hard for the kids when they first get here is all of our slang in our language.
Right, because they actually speak English way better than we do.
Yes.
If they sat down and took an English test, they would smoke everyone in the United States because they were taught English completely correct and not exposed to a bunch of other people that have made up their own English like we have in America. That to me was something that was really, really cool. Again, he was from Finland and the Finnish language is, I think, the craziest. They have words that'll just have like seven N's in a row right in the middle of the word. And so I spent a lot of time trying to learn parts of the language and have conversations. Now on Facebook, when he types something on Facebook to his friends,
Google Translate.
And it's it. No, I just like put, I agree completely or something. I put some smart aleck remark and then he has to come back and I see other people from Finland that say something and in it says Cody in it. And you know, they're like, hey, Jeremy, who is this Cody guy that has no idea what you're talking about? And so he always has to explain to his friends why I agree with everything he says in Finnish, even though I have no idea what he's saying whatsoever. But great experience. Let's talk real quick about, let's go to one side of it first and say, I think it's one of those things, like I said, I do a lot with big brothers and big sisters. And it's just mind-boggling to me that Reno County Big Brothers and Big Sisters has such a long waiting line because it's such a cool experience. It's free, and it's not really a giant commitment. But I think that the bulk of Reno County people are sitting out there thinking that it's going to be a horrible experience. It's going to cost them a whole bunch of money. And it's going to completely alter their lifestyles for the rest of their life. You know, I think they have these misconceptions about it.
And it's really not like that at all. All of our kids come over. They're fully insured. They come over with all of their own spending money, take care of all of their personal needs, school tuition, all of that. What you are responsible for when you host a student is a bed for them to sleep in and basically room and board. Share meals with them at home. Give them a place to sleep. Just treat them like they're one of your own kids, part of your own family. I mean, you don't have to buy all their school supplies. They're responsible for all of that, their own health insurance. So really, it's an extra meal and a bed.
And I've found through my very, very limited experience, I've known a few families that have had them, that the kids that want to do it, that come over here, most of the time they're fairly social. know, because they made the decision to go to another country and live for an extended period of time. And they kind of pretty rapidly develop. So it's not like they consume, you know, it's not like all your whole entire family's life schedule is
jumbled. No, I mean, it's just like having your own teenager there.
Right.
Out running with their friends, doing this, playing sports, you know, being very, most of them are very involved in school organizations, sports of some sort, and have their own group of friends. And you get to the point where you're like, okay, where are they at? I haven't seen them in a week.
Because they're kind of those kids, right? I mean, they're kind of the outgoing, or they wouldn't have made the decision.
They tend to be the more outgoing, happy-go-lucky kids that are willing to try new situations and put themselves forward.
That sad, mopey kid isn't the one that says, hey, Mom and Dad, send me to another country.
Yeah, send me to America for 10 months.
Right.
No.
Yeah. And is yours all a full school year? Are they set up that way? Or
No, we have both first semester or second semester students or full year students.
And is it the family's choice to some extent?
It's the student's choice pretty much, depending on where they're at in their schooling back home.
But can a family say, we only want someone for a semester? Does that work?
If you want a semester kid, we'll get you a semester kid. But if you want a full year kid, we can get you a full year kid. And sometimes a semester kid will ask to extend their stay for the whole year. And that then is up to the host family, whether they want to keep them the extra 5 months or whether, you know, that student can move to a different host family for that extra 5 months, or whether they just need to go home.
Really, I didn't know all of that process was involved in it. And so, the name of your company that you're working for is
ERDT Share,
which is the ERDT is the Educational
Resource and Development Trust,
right? Nonprofit, private organization.
Yes.
That basically just does this, right?
Yes. I mean,
their sole focus is exposing kids to other cultures. Is ERDT Share only bringing kids into the United States, or do they have the reverse process as well?
We do have the reverse process, but they really are not into that much as they are getting the kids over here.
So you as a kid, were your parents involved with this same organization too, or were they just a host family?
My parents have done the same job that I've done for 19 years. So.
Oh, okay. So they are deeply involved.
I'm second generation.
You're a second generation host coordinator. Any country does the host family get any say in?
Yeah, I like to say there's a kid for that. If you're a big outdoors family, we'll find you a kid that's outdoors. If you're a big basketball family, we'll find you a kid that loves basketball.
Oh,
or a music
cool.
family. We try and tailor the kid to be somebody that's going to fit into your needs, or if you have a really strong German heritage and you want to know more about, you know, your country, we can find you a German kid that would fit in, or, you know, just kind of tailor
awesome.
The kid to what you want.
I didn't really know there was that type of a go. So it's not so much of a you have a kid that you need to place as there's this whole group of
there's a whole group of kids. What happens is you contact me and say, I want to host. I'll say, okay, what does your family like to do? You say, okay, we like to, you know, we're outdoorsy. We like to go riding. We like to go fishing, hunting. We like sports. So I'll get on my website. I'll find a couple kids that I think might kind of fit in with your family. I'll send them to you. You can look over their profile and decide which kid you want and which kid you think would be the best fit for your family.
And how big demand? I mean, if I come to you and say I want to be a host family, as long as everything checks out.
As long as everything checks out, you will do a criminal background check just to make sure you don't have any child abuse or neglect or any kind of cases like that, or any, you know, serious felonies on your record, and basically be able, I'll come do a home visit to make sure that, you know, your home's clean, sanitary, a place that we would want a kid from another country to
sure.
represent our country, you know. And other than that, you know, if you want a student, you
there's
will pretty much
of,
get one.
There's
plenty to go
there.
Around.
There's plenty to go around. That sounded odd. I love the details of it. And again, I want to spend some more time talking to you about dispelling those myths that I think a lot of people have in their minds about getting involved in stuff like this. We got to take a quick commercial break. We're going 2 minutes today, Heath said, because Heath's just kind of enough of a jerk to do that to me on a Sunday morning. It's Father's Day, Heath, and you're taking away a minute and a half of my showtime.
I'm sorry.
Quit selling commercials. We'll be right back with the Cody Talk Show.
We all get heartburn now and then. If you get it often, you may have acid reflux. The people at the Hutchinson Clinic are experts at treating acid reflux and in diagnosing and treating a related condition called Barrett's esophagus. You can develop this precancerous condition from years of acid reflux. Dr. Anand in our gastroenterology department can treat Barrett's with a new non-invasive procedure called RFA, radio frequency ablation. Dr. Anand completed her internal medicine residency and her gastroenterology and hepatology fellowship at the University of Kansas Hospital in Kansas City, Kansas. She is board certified by the American Board of Internal Medicine and the American Board of Gastroenterology. Talk to Dr. Anand and get more information about RFA from the Hutchinson Clinic Gastroenterology Department at 669-2798. Hutchinson Clinic, setting a gold standard.
Hi, this is Gabe Gehring, General Manager at Midway Motors of Hutchinson. We're proud to bring you this message from the Hutch Rec Commission, and we invite you to join the family at Midway Motors on East 30th today.
Already tired of the I'm bored complaints? Beat summer boredom with Hutchinson Recreation Commission. The possibilities are endless with activities for toddlers and preschoolers through grade school students and teens. Check out all of our activities inside our spring and summer activity guide at hutchrec.com. For more information on aquatics, athletics, nature center, wellness, leisure arts, and our new State of Play summer camp.
I have to shower every day. Otherwise, I smell.
I have to feed a dog. Otherwise, he'll eat my dinner or bite me.
I have to put pants on when I go out of the house. Otherwise, I'd have no pants on.
There are some things you just have to do. If you're a young man turning 18, you have to sign up with the Selective Service System. It's the law. Plus, by registering, you'll keep your eligibility for government jobs and college loans. Go to SSS.gov today. That's SSS.gov.
KSKU. Cody Talk.
All right, we're back on the Cody Talk Show. We have Katie from the ERDT Share Program talking to us about hosting a foreign exchange student, which again is something that my family did as I was growing up. We were by no means a wealthy family. That's one of the things that we've touched on it a little bit. But the cultural benefits that your kids get, I talk to my kids and my wife and I talk about trying to make our kids worldly, not necessarily in the sense of just the education that you get in, you know, when they go to school every day, but understanding that the world is a lot bigger place than Hutchinson or Reno County, Kansas. I think that's how you really make a person smart, honestly, is getting them to realize that how big and vast the world is. And this is a phenomenal way to do it. That's a whole lot cheaper, a whole lot more affordable than traveling the world
taking
to try and
to
do that. It's just an incredible experience for kids. Obviously ERDT Share takes this, your safety. I mean, you know, what the kids are being looked at
right.
And screened.
All of our kids are screened. They all are screened for their English skills. They have to have kept a certain grade point average in their home schools. You know, meet certain criteria. They can't have any, you know, serious health conditions or mental disabilities or anything like that to be able to come over. They're all, you know, pretty straightforward. Good kids.
And the vast majority of them, if not, most of them are in their last year of high school or second to last, that right. kind of time frame.
Some of our German students have already graduated when they come over, but for the most part, their year here will count for their senior year. We do place them anywhere from 15 to 18, so we do have a few that are younger kids that have not finished school over there yet or will still have a year left.
And it
back.
Doesn't always quite sync up. Like their education system is not always exactly the same as ours, right?
Right. It's not a K-12.
We had some issues with getting Jeremy, our foreign exchange student from Finland, in his classes. Our education system didn't think he was qualified in math to take the class that he wanted, and. Anyway, but
right, and the Department of the State also regulates certain classes that they do have to take while they're here. They do have to take an English class, and they do have to take both American history and government at some point while they're here.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. It's good to know that there's someone out there that knows all the rules. That's the other. I wanted to dispel some myths, and one of them was that it was an expensive proposition, and again, it's just not. And the second one. Is that it's a complicated, massively time-consuming. Now, the process of getting them here, I can guarantee you that the federal government makes that moderately complicated, but you guys handle all of that.
You go online, you fill out a brief application online, tell us about your family, take some pictures of your house, and fill out a criminal background check, and it's pretty simple. It's all done online, and I come out and visit with you at home and do a home
visit. All the complicated red tape stuff is handled before the host family has to get involved. The third time frame the third myth that I think people have that I wanted to dispel. It was that how much of your time is it going to consume? And the experiences that you get, the cool experiences that you get way outweigh that. And again, they come here and develop social lives, and it gets to be like my teenage kids now when it's not, I don't feel like she's a bother on me. I have to sometimes make her come and spend some time with me, and they get to be the same way because they're active, involved kids. What if people want to get a hold of you? We start by sending them to your website, sharecentral.org.
Yes.
There's a bunch of information there. They can go in and look through the process, do a little bit of their own research, non-committal stuff. I think websites are great for stuff like this where you can go and research this, because some people are going to be hesitant to make that phone call because they're going to feel like they get pressured afterwards.
The website will answer a bunch of basic questions for them. Because of Department of the State rules and privacy laws, they are not allowed to see any students until they've actually talked to myself or our head office.
Sure, but they can get the gist of the program, how it works. From there, what's your – because you're a rep.
I'm an exchange program coordinator, an EPC.
I like rep. Like you're this area's rep. So you're an exchange program coordinator. For what area? What is your area? Our listeners out there, everyone that's on the radio is definitely in your area if you're listening to us on a radio. But if you're watching us on the internet, that sharecentral.org website in your area is?
All of the central states: Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Missouri, Illinois, Iowa. And if you're not in one of those states, they have national office who has coordinators almost in every state.
And you can get that information through your website as well, I'm sure, right?
Yes.
Can you figure out where to go if you're not in the central states region? Yes, you can. But you can at least find out what the central states region is. So sharecentral.org, contact the program through there, check it out. And it's one of those things that sometimes I have programs on here or people that have ideas or things that they do that I talk about because I'm a nice guy, but I don't really highly recommend. I highly recommend at least contemplating this, because I think developing memories and sharing other cultures, and again, I fall back on this word that I abuse of worldly for your family, is something that's so important. We try like heck to save money up to take our kids on trips for that purpose. We really don't take the standard family vacations. We try and get them to places where they're going to learn about other cultures and that everyone's so different in the world, but it's a good thing. Check this out. Go to the website and just see what you think of the process. And from there, contact Katie and talk to her. And it's such a great deal. I'm pointing out all these selfish things because that's really how I think about it. Obviously, you're offering a great opportunity to another human being.
I mean, you have to be willing to share your heart and your home, is what we say. You know, you share your heart and home. But it's not only just for your family that it benefits from it. If you have a church family, the students are expected to be in church family. Your church family benefits from it. The schools benefit from it because they just open up a whole new door for the schools. If, you know, you have German at school that you're taking, German in school, and there's a German kid in school, you can ask them to help you study, you know, and you're going
to
get great grades.
You may be able to help the teacher teach it better sometimes as well. I know that I work a lot in rural schools with consulting with them, with their marketing and communications and things. And the rural schools really love it for two reasons. There's the genuine reason that when the smaller the town in America, the less cultural diversity that it has. So those kids are really getting a boost in culture when a kid from another country comes in, but it also helps their enrollment numbers and their finances, you know,
right.
Where their enrollment is declining. You see a lot of exchange students going into rural schools. They work hard to find families to get them
yeah.
placed. But it works across the board anywhere that your kid can be in a big metropolitan school and it still works. What are some of the benefits? You did such a great job of preparing notes here. I feel like I should push it off to you. I see you have a fundraising option there for groups as well. Tell us about that.
We do have a fundraising option. I would come out and talk a little bit to your group, about the exchange program, kind of explain the ins and outs to you. And if anybody from your group would choose to host, or you refer anybody that would like to host, and they say that your group referred them, after the student arrives, you will get a $100 American Express card as a referral bonus to use towards your organization for whatever need your organization might have.
So a group could get into it. I mean, a nonprofit group out there could start working their connections to help you find a place.
Right.
That's a good, legitimate fundraising offer there. How long have you been doing this?
This will be my second year.
And you're enjoying it?
I do.
I'm moderately jealous of your job because I think I honestly grew up like a closed-minded kid, and it wasn't because of my parents, but I grew up just like a diehard American and wasn't really interested in everybody else and told people I didn't ever want to travel. And I think our foreign exchange student changed. Maybe my parents saw it developing in me that I was going to be a hermit that never accepted anyone else. And our foreign exchange student
I was never
student
given
really
that choice because ours was – my first one was when I was five, and I've
yeah.
had one almost
so
ever since. So.
You've been culturally aware all along. I wasn't. I was just kind of a boring and again, it wasn't my parents' fault. And in fact, I think they decided to change it by bringing some culture into our lives by having an exchange student. But it really made me interested and respectful of the fact that how big a place the world is. And it was a great experience for me.
Yeah. And one thing I might point out, too, is it doesn't have to be a family that's hosting an exchange student. A retired couple that wants to host an exchange
sure.
student, a single parent, a single individual – are all welcome to host too. It doesn't just have to be a family. You don't have to have teenagers to host. If you have young kids, that's fine. Or if all your kids are gone and you have an empty nest, it doesn't have to be just a family that has teenagers that hosts.
What are the ones that you have now? Are they in rural areas? Are they in city areas? Or both? Or
The two students that I had this past year was in Harper and in Kingman. However, the lady that works the Newton area, she has 15 in her group.
Is the is there an interest from the kids coming over on where they want to be? Like, I envision that they all like want to be in Los Angeles or New York. Are they?
They really don't get that choice. I mean, they're kind of they apply to the program and they are sent to whoever chooses them, type of deal.
Well,
they don't really
cool.
get a choice
really,
of to.
It really is more at the host family's mm-hmm. discretion as opposed to. And that's good. They're the ones really making the putting the sacrifice into it. Not that it's a sacrifice, but what other notes do you have there? What other things do you want to cover?
Just the whole experience of it is just amazing. I've known foreign exchange students my whole life because, like I said, we started our first one was when I was five, and then my parents got into doing what I do when I was like eight. So I mean, I've always been around huge numbers of exchange students because every year they do have. You know, like a state group where every kid in the state of Kansas comes together for a big party, a big group meeting. So, you know, I've always been around tons of exchange students from foreign different, and I just feel like I'm a much more, to use your word, worldly person. I kind of get everybody, kind of, you know, understand people's little idiosyncrasies and the differences between cultures because I've always been exposed to that.
Yeah, and it's... Again, I kind of credit it as a life-changing experience for me that I was just kind of a naive Midwest American kid that thought everybody lived like this and people that I saw on the TV that didn't live just like me were weird and strange and an exception to the rule. It's not the fact. Everybody's different and they get drastically different in places. Not bad different. Really, it's fun different. It is a great experience for me, and I would encourage other folks to check it out. Again, sharecentral.org is the website to go just to stick your toes in the water and see if it's something that you might be interested before you even get involved in talking to someone. We got to take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Don a little bit more about hosting a foreign exchange student here on the Cody Talk Show.
Everybody knows that the first is the best. So when you want a gaming experience that has it all, skip the new and flashy and get back to where it all started. The first. First Council Casino. Why? It's simple. More winners, more cash, more often. More winners means looser slots and action-packed tables. We've got over 1,400 of today's hottest and most popular slot machines, from pennies to progressives. And we're even adding more great games like Wizard of Oz, Epic Monopoly, Kiss, and NASCAR. Plus 8 live blackjack tables and bingo. Pull up a seat and let the winning begin. More cash means more jackpots. Don't wait to get your share of the winnings this month. So when you want it all, don't come in last. Get to the first. First Council Casino Hotel, North Highway 77 in Newkirk, just south of the Kansas State line. More winners, more cash, more often. Visit FirstCouncilCasinoHotel.com for more info.
Not one phone call. No one understands your darn newspaper classified ad.
Sir, I am looking at our darn newspaper classified ad now, and it is perfectly clear. Sir, Ingrid, Miss Hiv, expect to perf to cap, you did Nick Filler, pit time, immediate open, exit pennies.
What does that mean?
Sir, you place the ad.
With a newspaper classified ad, you get very limited space. Most job seekers don't speak classified ease.
Sir, Ingrid is short for senior engineer.
Well, we need to change the ad.
Well, you missed today's deadline, but if we hurry, your new ad will appear in,
please.
3 days.
Oh, no.
Ta-da! Your recruitment alternative has arrived. Online at CentralKansasHelpWanted.com. CentralKansasHelpWanted.com, difference number one. You have unlimited words to describe the position. Two, the ad is placed instantly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Three, once you placed your ad, you can search the online database of local resumes. All for a cost lower than your newspaper ad. Browse your way online at CentralKansasHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
KSKU. Cody
Talk. All right, welcome back to the Cody Talk Show. We're talking to Katie Hamby from the ERDT Share Program about hosting foreign exchange students. On the break here, I was kind of scrolling through the frequently asked questions on sharecentral.org, which is the central part of the United States' website, your area of the website for exchange students, and the some of the frequently asked questions that popped into my mind that I thought were worth covering. The support part of it. Is this kid going to get here and then anything that goes wrong is all my problem? And
not at all.
It's not the case at all. There's even a question that says, am I the legal guardian of this student? And then it says, no, period. No. ERDT is.
We are. The organization itself is their legal guardian while they are here.
And if there's problems, you're their point of contact.
I am their point of contact. Call me. You know me. You'll have my number, email, cell phone, whatever. I'm your first point of contact. Call me. I'll do what I can to take care of it. If I can't take care of it, I have a coordinator who takes care of just the state of Kansas. If she can't take care of it, the Central States coordinator will take care of it.
And it's not, I was going to say it's not your problem. It's legally, financially, they have their own health care insurance. It's really basically like you have one, someone just spend it. I mean,
somebody spend the night for 10 months,
yeah,
almost.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was going to say. And then I was going to say you have no responsibilities. And that's not true either.
Well, no, but because you are their parent while they are here.
Right. You have no financial obligations. You have no, you're not tied. Anything that goes wrong, someone else is going to come in and handle
right.
it.
Right. You mean they're acting up in school, not getting the grades they need to be, you call me, I sit down and talk to them. Or if them and one of your kids just absolutely can't get along and it's just not going to work out, we can even move the student. So it's not like if the student gets here and you're just having a miserable experience, you're stuck for 10 months.
I also read on the website the question, and it must be a frequently asked question because that's the page that it's on. Does the exchange student have to have their own bedroom? That's not necessarily
required.
They do
not have to have their own bedroom, but they do have to have their own bed.
I mean, and some space, I
suppose. Right, yeah, you know, a dresser, some space in the closet, whatever. And we don't like them to share with anybody younger than, like, 12, you know, so we don't have a 18-year-old in with a 5-year-old
right,
or something.
The age gap is not
keep
able
to... Keep the age
to,
gap to a minimum and same sex, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. What about the, I want to touch on a little bit on the fact that you said it is a possibility to if there's just this obstacle that can't be overcome, whether it's a conflict with another kid in the with your child in the household, or switching is, although I'm sure you don't want to go to it too fast, it
right.
is an option.
We do try and work it out, but I mean, if there's an issue, you're not going to be stuck with that kid, you know, being miserable for 10 months. They have certain sets of rules they have to follow that if they do break these rules, they will be sent home immediately. And those are, you know, drinking, drugs, basic rules that you'd want your own teenager to follow. They can't drive while they're here, so you don't have to worry about putting them on your car insurance or anything like that. They're not allowed to drive. They're caught driving, they will be sent home. There's just certain rules they are not allowed to break.
And that gives you, I'm trying to decide whether I wanted to go this route, but it gives you a, you have a little bit of leverage because they are still, in fact, teenagers.
Right.
And, orneriness happens even in other countries with teenagers.
Yes.
But again, the kids are screened. They're kind of your, good kids.
They are. I mean, teenagers are teenagers all around the world. They're all still going to get mouthy. They're, you know, but they are good kids that do truly want to be here. And most of them will make the effort to change whatever they're not getting along with your family or whatever, because they do still want to be here and they do want to be part of the program.
And again, you if you're out there and you have that concern of I'm not their parent, you do have some leverage on them because ERDT is behind you with the,
right.
You're going to go home if you don't,
right.
If you don't work with these people and abide by their rules a little bit. So, I can remember a couple of times that our foreign exchange student acted like a teenager, and he wasn't quite as scared right from the bat of my dad as I was. So, you know, and he kind of like would say, my dad would ask him to do something and he would be like, no, I don't think so. And that didn't last very long though. Anyone out there that knows my dad knows that a couple of weeks into it, he was doing whatever my dad asked to. He could just be an intimidating guy. But, What else do you want to cover? What else do you want to let the world know? Again, we're talking to Katie Hamby from ERDT Share. She's the Central Exchange Program Coordinator, Central Exchange Program Coordinator for ERDT Share. The website is sharecentral.org. We're talking about the possibility of hosting foreign exchange students, the benefits of it, the details behind it. What else you got?
I just can't get over what an amazing experience and big part of my life it's been. Just the girl that we had from Switzerland my junior year of high school came back and was one of my bridesmaids in my wedding. She came back last year and was at our house for Thanksgiving. I mean, they just truly become a huge part of your family. And I mean, there's some that we have lost contact with out of that 19 that, you know, you just don't really talk to again. But for the most part, most of them are just this huge part of your family. And kind of when they go home for a little while, you're like, oh, part of me's gone.
Yeah, absolutely. The ongoing part of it is really the bonus part of it, though. Even the ones that you've lost contact with still affected and changed your lives for those
right.
10 months that they were here.
And like we talked about earlier, the ones that we've lost contact with are kind of the ones pre-Facebook, pre-social media.
Right.
The ones that we've had since social media, I mean, I've probably got 10 or 15 foreign kids on my, you know, social media page and Facebook page and stuff that I talk to on a regular basis that weren't necessarily even exchange students that we hosted, but other exchange students that were in high school with me or that were in my mom's group growing up.
Yeah, it's an amazing, my kids have been to a couple of camps, and my daughter went to a program in Washington DC for a week, and she has kids from all over the world that she just chats with on her phone on Facebook, that she really communicates with basically the same way she communicates with her friends that live and she goes to school with, you know, and it's mm-hmm. an amazing thing. I was a horrible pen pal when I was a kid. And I wish that I'd had Facebook back then for all of the kids that I met from all the different things I was involved in. I think I would have stayed in, I just wasn't one to sit down and write a letter, so I never stayed in touch with them. But that part of it would be, and it is really neat. Like I said, I managed to go and find ours on Facebook, even though the internet wasn't in existence when we had our foreign exchange student. And now, you know, we wish each other happy birthdays and we talk about our kids and mm-hmm. All those things. And, the cultural diversity of it is it's just amazing to me. My parents seem to really enjoy the experience. Again, I was 12, so I don't remember anything but the good times of having a big brother in the house as an only child for a year. But I really encourage people to go check it out, and think about it. I hope that when I'm trying to convince somebody to do something, I always try to take the route of dispelling the, barriers that I think people are out there. And, there really isn't any barriers. It's not.
There's not. And it's not going to be all, you know, sunshine and rainbows.
Well, sure.
But you do have support every step of the way. And if you ever have a problem, I'm there. I do monthly contacts once a month with both the student and the host family. Talk to each of them privately and individually to make sure, you know, are you having any problems? Do you have any concerns? How's it going for you? And then I also talk to the school 3 times a year to make sure that the school's not having any problems with the student or any concerns about the student or seeing anything happening that either the host family or student doesn't want to talk about.
There's another thing I want to touch on real quick. You get involved with the school, because that could very easily be, how much of it is me having to go to my school district and tell them I'm bringing it, or is that all handled through ERD?
That's all handled through the organization. I mean, basically what happens is after you fill out your paperwork and everything, there's a form called the high school acceptance form. We'll have a copy of the student you want to host, and the principal or whoever is in charge of the exchange program at the school will just sign off that, yes, we do accept this host family. We think this family would be okay to host a student, and yes, we will accept this student. It's just a single piece of paper that has to be signed by the school.
Quite honestly, the school process, I think some people take it as a knock on the American school system, because most of the ones that I've been exposed to come over here and just immediately shoot to the top of their class. They're high performing kids. It's not a knock on the American school system. It's just that the cream of the crop kids are the ones that the go getters are the ones that want to come over here and experience this. And, they usually do well and very mm-hmm. well.
And they are expected to maintain good grades while they are here. That is one of their requirements.
And but you're doing the checkups on, I mean, obviously as the parent figure for a year, the host family should be involved in that.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to say, you know, hey, how's your, did you do your homework tonight? You got a big test coming up. You need to study, go to bed early, you know, that type of thing. But if the kid's just not performing in school and slacking off or whatever, you call me or the school calls me and I take care of it. Like, this was my first year and I had about 3 weeks in, I had the principal from one of my students call me and say, you know, he's doing this, he's doing that. We're just not called the kid. And I said, hey, got a call from your principal today. You know, just like you do with your own kid.
Right.
School called me today. So they kind of have a second set of parents when they're here, because I'm always checking on him too. So, and he straightened up, you know, I kind of talked to him and I said, this is how it's going to be. If you want to stay here and you want to stay in the program, you follow our rules.
Well, that's
and
good.
That takes
some of the, because I know a lot of your host families are worried about having to crack down and ruin, you know, they want them. It's a weird combination of becoming a second set of parents, but also being a host of a guest at the same time. And you don't, yeah, that line.
And you really don't look at it as, I mean, at first it's kind of like, oh, they're a guest in my house. And really within the first couple weeks,
you got them dumping the trash.
They're expected to. I mean, they're supposed to do chores. They are a part of your family. You know, if your kids are expected to take turns washing dishes, they better take turns washing dishes.
There you go. That's enough of a reason right there, is an extra set of hands washing dishes and doing laundry. I'm just kidding. Bad joke. All right, we're going to take one more quick break, and we'll be back with the last segment of the Cody Talk Show.
If you serve alcohol to teenagers or allow them to drink at your home, you've probably told yourself one of these things.
Look, I drank when I was in high school.
I know they're going to do it no matter what I say.
It's just beer. It's no big deal.
I'd rather they drink here, where I can keep an eye on them.
They're just having fun.
I want his friends to like coming over. We try to be cool parents.
But there's nothing cool about putting kids at risk. You can't predict the behavior of teens who drink on your property. You don't know what that one drink will lead to. And if you serve them alcohol or allow them to drink, you can be held responsible, criminally and civilly, for the mistakes they make. Don't invite trouble. Don't provide alcohol to minors.
This message is brought to you by Rice County Coalition for Children and Families and the Regional Prevention Center at Preferred Family Health Care.
I'm Toby with Eagle Bell Bond, serving McPherson and Salina. Call Eagle Bell Bond at
241-BOND.
Call Eagle Bell Bond. We accept cash and credit cards. Also have payment plans. Eagle Bell Bond, your 24-hour confidential bell bonds at
241-BOND. Eagle Bell Bonds, the one to turn to since 2005, is here to let you know it's not the end of the world.
Call Eagle Bell Bonds at
241-BOND.
Everybody needs a good roof overhead. Without one, you're sure gonna get wet. Call Border to Border.
Border to Border.
We're Border to Border.
Border to Border.
Call Border to Border Roofing today at 888-399-7766 to inspect your roof before unseen problems cause expensive water damage. Border to Border Roofing is licensed, fully insured, and waiting for your call. Now on their new location at 901 West 4th in Hutchinson, also in Chanute and Parsons.
We're on top of the job, we'll fix it right. We're Border to Border.
KSKU.
Cody Tom.
All right, we're back. We've been talking to Katie Hamby from ERDT Share. She is an exchange program coordinator, helps people, helps place and get people foreign exchange students. Katie, it's been great talking to you. Do you have anything else that you want to cover? 30 different countries you talked about during the break. And you also talked about this little, you stole apples. There's an app for that. And you changed it to there's a student for that. That part of it I didn't really realize, and it makes it even more interesting, more doable in my mind, that the host family can kind of, I don't know how to put this politically correct. They can build their exchange.
Handpick a kid.
Right. They can tell you, and even to the point of just telling you what kind of kid they want, and
right.
You go out and meet some of those criteria and find a kid that's a good fit. That makes it even.
And you get to the point where I kind of get this little blurb that says, okay, you like basketball, so I'm going to find you a kid that likes basketball. I'll go through and I'll search basketball on my kids list, and it'll pull me up, you know, 15, 20 kids, whatever, that like basketball. And so then they go in, and there's a student questionnaire and a student letter that I read through, and it will talk about, you know, how the kid does. It asks some questions on their questionnaire. Do you have experience with children? How do you feel about being around children? How do you feel about being around pets? Can you handle pets? Do you have any extreme food allergies or extreme food dislikes? Are you a vegetarian? So that, you know, you're not going to have this kid show up and say, oh, I don't eat any kind of meat.
Landon, in the middle of USA.
Oh, right. I'm a vegetarian.
But I really didn't realize that. I kind of thought that it was a... I guess I assumed that the process more worked like there's a kid coming to Hutchinson and we got to find this, you know, which that would lead to maybe more conflicts, lack of similar interest possibilities. But the way you're doing it, I mean, it's got to work out pretty good most of the time that the student and the family get along together.
It really does, because we're tailoring a kid kind of to fit in with your family and fit your needs.
What's the time frames? Is it too late right now for someone to have one for this coming school year?
No, we are in full swing placing for next school year.
In the recruitment process?
Yes, we still have a bunch of kids and are still getting some more every week that are still wanting to come over for next school year or even first or second semester of next year. The student will arrive approximately a week before school starts. And if you choose an all-year student, they will be here until about a week after school is out. Semester students leave right after the first of the year.
Do they go home at all in that time frame?
No.
They don't go home for Christmas?
No,
or...
they don't go home at all. You have them for the full 10 months. And we, the first couple of weeks to month, depending on how well the kid's adjusting, we really encourage them to kind of limit contact with their family to once a week. So that you don't have this kid that's just not adjusting and being incredibly homesick.
Homesick ever become an issue?
It has, and that's kind of the point where it is that kid that's calling mom every day or talking to, you know, dad every other night. And you just kind of say, hey, cut it off, you know, find something else to do if you're homesick, you know, try and get involved with an organization, or if you like photography, go for a walk and take some pictures, or, you know, just kind of get your mind off of it and get out and don't sit there and dwell on the fact that you're homesick.
That could actually probably be a downfall of the communication, because I guarantee you when Jeremy was at our house, you know, his only option was to write a letter or make a really expensive phone call.
Right.
Now you could just fire up Skype and sit and talk to mom who's at home in Finland all day long.
Right.
That would really not do good for
which
the
that has thing. Made the adjustment part of it a little harder on some of the kids, because it is so easy to, you know, sit down on Facebook and talk to all your friends back home, or Skype with mom, or Skype with your best friend back home, instead of actually trying to fit in here and make the new cultural advances here.
There's always an up and a downside, and that would be the challenge presented by social media today. I really didn't come into this episode today thinking that I wasn't really thinking about it. You know, I have my own kids, and now I've gotten halfway excited and wondered if, I'm not making any promises. Don't be ripping out a contract or anything.
I've got it already signed for you.
It's something it's just one of those things that I think it blows my mind that more people don't do it because of how cool it is. I'm the same way with being from Big Brothers and Big Sisters. I don't understand why they have this long waiting list of trying to find places for these kids. And again, I look at things like this from a really selfish standpoint. I think that I get way more out of being a big than my little does. And I think that it's not just all about you doing something for this kid from another country. The benefits to your family and you personally and your household and your community are astronomical, aren't they?
Yes. I mean, it's a very enriching experience.
And it's a free, fun. You know what I mean? When you sit down and think about it, I don't know why.
I mean, it really doesn't cost you anything in the long run, because I know at my house when I cook a meal, there's always at least enough for at least one extra person.
Right.
If you're going out to McDonald's or whatever, they are expected to pay for their own, unless you're going to McDonald's every single night of the week.
Right.
But I mean, if you're going out, they're expected to pay for their own meals. It's not like you have to spend all this extra money. You're basically sitting an extra plate at the dinner table and having a bed for them to sleep in.
Yeah. And then you throw them into the chore rotation and then.
Right. They're paying, you know, taking out the trash and feeding the dogs. And
kid be doing a lot of mowing at my house. I got 3.5 acres of grass. He'd learn how to use a riding lawnmower. Anyhow, again, sharecentral.org. I always try to give people the easiest, non-committal way to check things out like this. Go to the website, check it out. If you decide you want to know more, hit the contact link on there. You can call Katie directly at 620-513-2183, or send her an email at rkhamby@att.net. She's pretty laid back gal too. I've known her for a while, and she won't be not a high pressure sales.
No high pressure sales. I want you to be happy. So,
and, has good answers to questions and honest answers to questions. Check the process out. It's one of the things in the world. I understand why people don't do a lot of things that we probably should be doing more of. This is one of them that I don't really understand. It's a pretty easy, non-committal, very affordable way, to have a great experience and have fun. Develop memories and develop a lasting relationship that literally in today's day and age, you're just going to pick up a new friend or a new family member in a lot of cases. And, Katie, thanks for coming and talking to us.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Again, it's the ERD Share Program. It's the name of the company, organization. Katie Hamby is an executive program coordinator and cool topic today. I hope that some folks follow up. I hope that there was some folks sitting out there wondering about it or thinking about it that didn't really know what the next step was. And I've said the website enough today that they now know what the next step is, right?
Yep.
All right. Katie, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks, Cody.
Thanks to you guys for listening to us today. Again, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. I've said before on this show, and I said it on my blog, that sometimes I think these holidays give us an excuse to not be thankful and remember these people the other 364 days out of the year. I really get anxious about that sometimes with Veterans Day. I'm not even sure there should be a Veterans Day. I think we should try and make every day Veterans Day. And the same is probably true of Father's Day. I hope that I've been a decent son to my dad, and he knows that 365 days a year I'm thankful for him. But on today, the day that's set aside for him, happy Father's Day, Dad. Take the time out there to at least think about or remember or communicate with your dad today and let him know that hopefully it was a great experience being their kid. Heath, you got anything you want to close up with?
No, not really.
No?
No.
Thanks for all the great input, Heath, keeping the show flowing good.
Well, we did see reports. Kim Kardashian finally had her baby.
There
baby
you go.
Girl.
We've had a good serious show all day, the Father's Day Foreign Exchange Show, and we're going to end it off with Kim Kardashian's baby. And I believe that Kanye cheated on her while she was pregnant. You want to get into that a little bit?
Well, I haven't heard that.
What?
Yeah, I haven't heard that.
You're not keeping your TMZ scoop up and going?
No.
How about this? Did I really have that bar across your face the whole entire show?
Yeah.
What are you doing over there as the studio engineer? Isn't that you're supposed to be monitoring those kind of things?
Well, it's your show. I mean, you could.
No, it's not. I just talk. It's the whole name of the show. You're supposed to keep things organized. That's horrible guest placement, Katie.
It's okay.
No, it's not. I had a big metal bar going across your face the whole time.
It's okay. I'm hidden.
And Heath didn't. Check it out. All right.
I'm always out of the
picture.
It's
radio. So. I'm not supposed to look pretty anyway.
Do you want to be in the picture, Heath? There you go. Heath's in the picture. Over there playing on his computer watching. What are you watching?
ABC News.
That's exciting. That makes for a great closing to the story. Anyway, to summarize the show, get a foreign exchange student at sharecentral.org. Tell your dad happy Father's Day. And thanks to Heath. Send a little bit of...
And if you host an exchange thing, you'll have foreign kids calling to wish you happy Father's Day, too.
There you go. You add to it. And we need to thank Heath for keeping us up to date on Kim Kardashian and her baby saga. Anyway, again, happy Father's Day. Thanks for joining us here. We'll be back Wednesday with the web-only Wednesday edition of Cody Talks, otherwise known as WOW. I came up with that name all by myself. Web-only Wednesday. You get the acronym, Heath?
Yeah. Yeah. Of course.
Okay, thanks.
I always put that in your little podcast descriptions.
I know. You're good at it. All right. Thanks, everybody. And we will see you next time on the Cody Talk Show.
Don't matter if you lean left or right, if you bleed red or blue. You better listen up, friends, because we got a show for you. So come on.
Don't forget and tell your friends, Cody Talks is on every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on 94.7 KSKU in Central Kansas and live worldwide on CodyTalks.com. See you next week.